and Alzheimer's services here in County Wicklow. But in the meantime, there is a man from Ireland that is walking quite a long way in aid of dementia, and it's called the Dementia Long Walk Home, and it's Eamon Donnelly. So where is he now? Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thank you. And are you far away?
Well, we're in Arklow at the moment. We stayed here and we're waiting for my brother and his girlfriend to come down on the bus, and then we're walking with them up towards Wicklow town. So,
right, and where have you been?
That's it. Oh, God. Well, we started in Graz in Austria.
Oh, right, okay.
And walked all the way over the Alps, across Germany, up through France, England, Wales, and now a few days ago, we arrived in Rosslare. We're starting to walk up the east coast now, so
right.
That's where we've been, in a nutshell.
Yeah, you've got you've got the worst over you. I thought you were only starting, so it's good to know that. That you're making great progress, and you've arrived in Wicklow. How's the feet?
The feet are getting better. You know, I mean, the whole way across Europe, they were killing me. You know, there were blisters and all sorts of aches and pains from the hips down, you know, to the sole to the feet. But I think I'm sort of getting used to it now, you know.
Yeah, and how many kilometres, how many miles is it?
Kilometres-wise, the whole thing, when I get up to Katy, because that's where I'm headed, Katy and County Armagh, that's where I'm from, the whole thing would be about 2,500 kilometres.
Wow.
All told. And we haven't been in any sort of vehicle, besides obviously the two ferries. We haven't been in any car or on a bike or whatever, since we left. So we stepped out our doors in Austria and just kept on walking, and I don't plan on stopping until I get through my dad's door in Katy and County Armagh.
And what sort of luggage did you have? How many pairs of shoes? Was there really warm weather? Were there chilly nights and you'd have to have different clothes? Which way did you organise this?
Well, the idea was to travel as light as possible. Myself and a good friend of mine from Austria, we both have a rucksack basically, and everything's in it. But it's very, very little. I mean, a couple of T-shirts, one that you have in your back, and maybe one or two extra ones, you know. Maybe an extra pair of underpants. You know, you're really traveling very light. And in Europe, the temperatures were, generally speaking, very warm anyway, so they didn't need warm clothing. Or getting here in Ireland, you know, can be a wee bit cooler, but it's not too bad at the moment, you know.
Yeah. And where'd you stay at night time, and where'd you eat, and, you know, what's the logistics like?
Well, as I said, in Europe it was completely different. You know, on the continent, it was really a lot of sleeping rough, sometimes camping, sometimes just finding some sort of a porch or something to roll your sleeping mats out under, and just whatever you could find. But we also, you know, came across a lot of very, very generous people who, after hearing our story, might have put us up, given us something to eat, given us breakfast, you know, to set us on our way again the next day. So we have met a lot of very nice people. But once we hit England, you know, the Alzheimer Society UK started to, you know, give us a bit of support and try to find places for us to stay. And now in Ireland as well, you know, the Alzheimer's Society Ireland are being very helpful as well, finding, that's really important. You know, if you know at the end of the day you have somewhere to get your head down, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
Mm. So you're raising funds in what manner?
It's all on the internet. So we have a website, our blog, and there's a donate button on there. But, you know, you can also donate directly to www.idonate.ie and / the long walk home. So this whole thing is called the long walk home, as you said at the beginning. And the website as well, if you just type the long walk home Ireland into Google, you know, that'll be us, and there's a donate button there. And yeah, we're donating money to Alzheimer's Society Ireland, but also Alzheimer's Society UK or Northern Ireland, and also Austria, because those are the three countries that I would have you know, connections.
Yeah. So the motivation for this, Eamon, was what?
Well, very personal, as it often is, I think, with people that, do, you know, something for dementia, or try to do something for, to help cure dementia. It was my mother, you see, she passed away a few years ago. After suffering from a very aggressive form of dementia, which really, from the time we noticed to the time she passed away, was 2 years. So, you know, she was relatively young. When we noticed, she was only 69. And, you know, a very strong woman, very active. You know what I mean? So, she was very, very... She was in the up and up, as it were. And then suddenly this disease took hold and, you know, took her down, really, again.
Yeah.
And within 2 years, she just sadly passed away, you know.
Well, she'd be proud of you now with all this, Eamon.
I hope so, yeah.
So can people find you on the road? You'll be heading off Arklow through the county, heading towards County Armagh. So when are you starting?
Anyway, fancy joining us.
Yeah.
Very welcome.
They join you, can
Although
they?
The weather's not great today, but...
Yeah, but clammy. Anyway, watch out for you.
It's brutal here.
Yeah, are you going up the coast road? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, mainly coast. We'll try to get a couple of, you know, I think you might get onto the odd beach, but it'll be very, I think it'll be mostly coast road, yeah.
And Eamon, the website once again is?
It's probably the simplest. Just type into Google The Long Walk Home and an extra word like Ireland, and that you'll find us easy enough. Or dementia, you can type in there as well, and dead easy to find, you know.
Great stuff.
And the other good thing, if you did want to join us, there's a live tracker on there as well, so you can see exactly where we are at any time. So if you did want to catch up with us, you know what I mean, you can join us at any time.
All right, good to talk to you. Eamon Donnelly, Dementia Long Walk Home. Take care, Eamon. You've made it this far, so all the very best to Keady and County Armagh.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. 08770.